请我们翻到启示录，启示录。
Let us turn to Revelation.
第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七心的说，我知道你的行为，按明你是活的，其实是死的。
And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, He who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this, I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead.
你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因为我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的。
Wake up and strengthen the things that remain which were about to die, for I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God.
所以要回想你是怎样领受，怎样听见，又要遵守，并要悔改。若不警醒，我必临到你那里如同贼一样，我即使临到，你也绝不能知道。
Remember therefore,What you have received and heard, and keep it and repent. If therefore you will not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come upon you.
然而在撒迪，你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的？他要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。
But you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
反得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也必不将生命，我不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。
He who overcomes shall thus be clothed in white garments, and I will not erase his name from the book of life, and I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们再有点简单的祷告。
Let us have another simple word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，这一次你实在借着这一次大会对我们每一个人说话。
Lord, we want to thank you for speaking to us through this conference.
我们为这已经说过的话，我们向你感谢。
For the words that have already been spoken, we want to thank you.
但愿你保守这些话。
May you protect and keep these words.
让这些话真是落在好土里。
May these words indeed fall on good soil.
现在我们把下午这段时间也交在你的手里。
We also want to commit the message this afternoon as well.
但愿听见这些话的人。
That those who hear these words.
能像几个博士一样，就不再从原处回去。
And be like those wise men, not returning the same way they came.
听我们的祷告。
As that you hear our prayer.
我们仰望你的祝福。
We look forward toward your blessing.
我们仰望你的同在。
We look forward to your presence.
我们仰望你给我们一个敞开的天。
We look forward to an open heaven.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 我们昨天已经看过，在启示录二章三章里面的七个教会。
Yesterday we saw in chapters 2 and 3 of Revelation the seven churches.
的确是第一个世纪那个时候的七个教会。
Indeed, these were churches in the first century.
主对他们说话。
The Lord spoke to them.
那我们也知道这七个教会同时也代表教会里面的七个时期。
We also know that these seven churches represent seven eras in the church.
所以它代表预言中的教会的光景。
It represents...The prophetic condition of the church.
那前面三个教会已经过去了。
The first three churches have already passed.
然后我们注意到，就是推亚推拉、撒迪跟腓拉帖菲还有老底嘉这四个教会都提到主的再来。
And we know that Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea speak of the Lord's return.
所以他们一直要持续到主回来的时候。
So they will remain until the Lord's return.
因着这个缘故，我们就找到了主给我们在这些话语背后的教训。
So we saw some teaching behind these churches.
那就是给我们看见教会的道路。
And it shows us the way of the church.
教会是有路的。
The church has a way.
在主回来以前
Before the Lord's return,
有推亚推拉
There is Thyatira.
有沙迪
There is Sardis.
有 菲勒切菲，也有老底家。那今天主很明显给我们看见，菲勒切菲乃是主所满意的教会。这不是说它是完全了。
Not that it is perfect.
没有一个教会是完全的。
Not a single church is perfect.
因为我们都是罪人。
Because we are all sinners.
这里给我们看见推啊推拉，菲勒切菲，因为他是站在得胜的地位上。
Here we see because Philadelphia stands on the ground of victory.
他是有冠冕的。
It has a crown.
而且主在他仇敌的面前说：“我已经爱你了。”
And before his enemies, the Lord says, "I have loved you."
然后，所以我们知道说，菲勒切菲的确是教会的道路。
So we know that Philadelphia indeed is the way of the church.
我们愿意走在上面。
We desire, we want to walk this way.
那但是呢，然后呢，我们也特别注意到，就是当我们来看菲勒切菲以前
，But before we see Philadelphia.
因为整个教会都是得胜的
Because the entire church is victorious.
所以背后的原则是个得胜者的原则
So the principle behind it is the principle of overcomer.
它的光景
Its condition
那可以在推啊推拉在撒迪能够找得到的
You can find the condition in Thyatira and Sardis.
不过不是那么全面的
But it is not that complete.
这里一点那里一点
It is speckled here and there.
换一句话说
In other words,
菲勒切菲这个得胜的情形
The overcoming condition in Philadelphia.
他乃是接受前面人已经走过的
He has accepted it has accepted the footsteps of those who have walked before him.
所以昨天晚上昨天我们下午特别看到推啊推拉教会里面的得胜者
So yesterday we talked about the overcomers and Thyatira
他们是一切不从耶西别教训的
They were not of the teaching of Jezebel
而且不晓得他们素常所说撒旦深奥之理的人
And they
24节
did not hold the teaching the deep things of Satan as they call them
结果主告诉他们说你们要持守你们已经有的总要持守
Lord,
只等到我来
and the Lord said what you have hold fast until I come
那今天呢我想我们要稍微再进一步往前看
today we want to take a step forward
刚才我们读到了撒迪的教会
we talked about the church in Sardis
如果从预言的角度来看撒迪的教会
if you are to look prophetically through this church of Sardis
那普通读圣经的人都认为说它应该是应验在马丁路德起来改教以后的情形
those who study the Bible say that this prophecy was fulfilled after the reformation of Martin Luther
这个是大概的应验
And this is the probable fulfillment of the prophecy.
到底撒迪教会从什么时候开始的
？When did the Church of Sardis begin?
大一般的人都认为应该是从马丁路德开始的。
Most people believe it began with Martin Luther.
但是讲到改教，讲到改革
，When you speak of reformation or recovery,
如果你是站在更正教的角度来写历史的话
，If you are writing history from the viewpoint of Protestants,
当然你觉得马丁路德、加尔文跟 Zwingli、茨灰里他们那段历史是最重要的。
Of course you believe that the history of Luther, Calvin, and Zwingli are the most important.
所以他们自然说到这是改革，这是 Reformation.
So naturally they say this is Reformation.
如果大家到德国去
If you go to Germany,
你有机会参观关于马丁路德的古迹
And you are able to see the history of Martin Luther.
那么他们讲到马丁路德的时候
When you see Martin, when they talk about Martin Luther,
当然他们有些纪念碑啊这些东西
Of course they have some memorabilia from him.
那么你当然看到马丁路德
You see Martin Luther.
可是呢你也看到 Peter Waldo, 彼得华度
But you also see Peter Waldo.
你也看到像英国的这个像英国的Wycliffe 像 Wycliffe 一样 Wycliffe 还有
from England.
还在意大利的还有一个改革家
and another reformer from Italy.
所以如果从更正教的角度来看历史的话
so from the viewpoint of Protestant,
虽然 Peter Waldo 彼得华度是12世纪的人
even though Peter Waldo is from the 12th century,
在他们的眼光他们承认那个时候他们的确已经对于 改革有了很大的帮助。
In their eyes, they recognized that they already had much contribution to Reformation.
那么读历史的人讲到 Waldenses, 讲到古中的弟兄们的时候，
When the historians speak of the Waldenses,
从远的来说是从第三个世纪就开始了。
If you look back far, it's about starting from the third century.
从近的开始是从 Peter Waldo 开始的。
The closer beginning is the time of Peter Waldo.
所以这些人他们就称作 Waldenses.
And these people were called Waldenses.
或者说他是跟随彼得华度的人，或者说他是古中的人。
Or they were called the followers of Peter Waldo or the brethren in the valley.
那这个，但是无论如何，你把这个历史已经推到四百年以前去了。
So no matter what, the history is 400 years old.
那这是指着你站在根正教的角度来看历史。
And this is from the viewpoint of Protestants.
但是读历史的人，读教会历史的人，
But those who study church history,
他们有的人不一定从这个角度去看历史。
Some people don't look at from this viewpoint.
所以有的人就认为说，讲到改革的时候，
Some people when they speak of Reformation,
他们说到第一个改革时期，还有第二个改革时期。
They say that there is the first Reformation and the second Reformation.
第一个改革是从十二世纪到十六世纪。
They say the first Reformation is from the 12th to the 16th century.
那十六世纪以后，那当然是指着马丁路德这些人来说的。
After the 16th century is when Martin Luther comes.
如果继续的说下去，应该也包括John Wesley, 约翰·威斯利这些人。
And actually, if you were to continue the thought train, then it also encompasses John Wesley.
但如果我们从圣经的角度来看，
But if we were to look at it from the biblical viewpoint,
如果我们以五旬节做标准的话，
If we are to set the standard as Pentecost,
那么我们可以说，所谓的第一个改革，
The first Reformation,
应该就是恢复的第一波。
It is the first wave of revival, the first wave of revival.
然后十六世纪一直到十八世纪或者十九世纪。
And then from the 16th to the 18th or 19th century.
那个可以说是恢复的第二波。
It is the second wave of recovery.
不过很可惜，恢复这个字被用坏了。
But unfortunately, the word recovery has been misused.
所以我们可以重新这样说。
Maybe we can say it this way.
从十二世纪到十六世纪。
From the 12th to the 16th century.
是回到起初的第一波。
It is the first wave of the beginning, going back to the beginning.
然后呢，从十六世纪一直到十八或者十九世纪。
From the 16th to the 18th or 19th century.
我们可以说是回到起初的第二波。
It is the second wave of returning to the beginning.
如果我们看见这两波的话，
If we see these two waves,
那么很自然，如果你讲的杀敌是指的恢复来说。
If you speak of Sardis being recovered,
那么你就可以从十六世纪就可以去推到第十二世纪。
You can go from the 16th century all the way back to the 12th century.
那么这个和我们大家和这个腓勒帖腓的应验也发生关系的。
This has to do with the fulfillment of the prophecy of Philadelphia.
但是我们特别注意到，
But we need to pay attention.
像昨天我们讲到古中的弟兄们。
Yesterday we spoke of the brethren in the valley.
讲到 Waldenses， 我们也讲到合一的弟兄们。所以这段时间大概有四百年的情形。
That encompassed about 400 years.
那读历史的人注意到，
so historians tell us,
在这一段的恢复主要的是福音书和国度的恢复。
In this recovery,The Gospels and the Kingdom were recovered.
到了第二个阶段的时候，
On the second stage,
马丁路德他们起来的时候，
When Martin Luther arose,
乃是圣经新约圣经中书信的恢复。
Then the epistles and the New Testament were recovered.
特别是保罗所启示的真理。
Especially the revelation of the truth from Paul.
那么头一个阶段，从十二世纪到十六世纪，你看见他们注重的是教会的生活。
Their emphasis was church life.
而后面第二个阶段，特别是教会的秩序。
The second stage was church order.
所以你可以看见整个的恢复是从教会的生活开始的。
The entire recovery began with the life of the church.
所以他们注意特别是山上的教训。
So they especially paid attention to the Sermon on the Mount.
有许多神的儿女被吸引来到这个见证。
Many children of God were enticed to come before this testimony.
那在这个见证的面前，
before this testimony,
你看见他们的生活，就敌人都佩服他们。
Their life was even admired by their enemies.
他们真的活到，真的活出山上教训的情形。
They indeed lived the life of the Sermon on the Mount.
他们也等候主回来。
And they waited for the Lord.
他们知道主不久就要回来。
They knew the Lord was going to return.
所以从我们今天领会的角度来说
，So from our understanding.
他们是从生活开始的。
They began with life.
他们不讲教会的道理。
They didn't speak of the doctrine of the church.
但是他们已经在那过教会的生活。
But they lived the life of the church.
他们两个两个人出去传福音。
Two by two they went out to preach.
然后他们很自然的在一起擘饼。
And naturally they broke bread together.
当他们在一起擘饼的时候
，And when they broke bread together,
他们就彼此有交通。
They had fellowship one with another.
自自然然就显出身体的功用。
Naturally they had the body function.
所以虽然他们没有讲很多的道
，Even though they didn't preach much.
但是我们知道说他们的的确确愿意跟随他们这他们所服侍的这位主。
But they wanted and were willing to follow their Lord.
所以在这个第一个阶段里面
，So in this first day.
可以说人是非常多的
We can say that there are many people,
因为很多人都被吸引了
many people were drawn,
虽然他们都是很简单的人
even though they were simple people,
有的是裁缝
some were tailors,
有的是农夫
some were farmers,
有的是陶匠
some were potters,
所以很多很多不同职业的人
many people of different professions,
但他们知道
but they all
他们应该是侍奉神的
they were to serve God,
他们应该明白主话的
they need to understand God's word,
虽然他们不能把些话把它通通放在一起
Even though they couldn't gather and put all the words together,
但是他们愿意顺服主的话
But they were willing to follow the Lord.
主在这里这么说我顺服了
However the Lord said, I want to obey.
主在那里这么说我也顺服了
If he said it there, I want to obey there too.
这里跟那里有什么关系
What's the difference between
them? 那要等到马丁路德起来以后
Only when Martin Luther rose.
等到加尔文起来以后
When Calvin arose.
是他们能够把他们放在一起
They were able to put the pieces together.
他们不止如此
Not only that.
他们真的把马这个真的把这个保罗这个保罗的书信为我们完全解开了。
They truly opened up the epistles of Paul.
所以就很清楚的有话讲到因信称义。
Very clearly, there was the word regarding justification by faith.
在第一个阶段里面
，in the first stage,
他们都相信因信称义。
They indeed believed justification.
但他们里面没有太多的话。
But they didn't have much of the word.
乃是到了马丁路德跟加尔文的时候。
But in the time of Martin Luther and Calvin.
这个时候主的话就更多的给他们。
Then the word was more abundant.
所以他们就把因信称义放在一个很稳固的根基上面。
So then justification by faith became put on a very firm foundation.
所以我们知道说第一个 这是第一个你可以说第一个恢复第一个改革和第二个改革。
So we see the first reformation and the second reformation.
所以所以我们可以看出来在主在教会里面。
So when we see in the church,
圣灵工作的时候
when the Holy Spirit is working,
当然马丁路德工作是主的工作
of course Martin Luther's work is the work of the Lord.
但是我们知道马丁路德起来改教的时候
but we know when Martin Luther reformed the church,
你在背后有一股政治的势力来支持他的
behind him he had a political system that sustained
him. 那些德国的贵族德国的诸侯那些德国的君王在背后支持他
the generals, the noblemen, all of those in Germany were the ones sustaining him.
虽然马丁路德希望能够恢复单纯的教会
Even though Martin Luther wanted to recover the simple church
他知道说所有蒙恩得救的人才在教会里面
He knew that all those who believed were those who belonged in the church
他知道饼和杯就是为着那些蒙恩得救的人
He knew that the bread and cup was only for believers
但是当他起来的时候
But when he rose up
因为得着了世界的帮助
Because he received the help of the world
所以现在从前你只要生在罗马帝国你就是罗马教的人
So if you were born in the Roman Empire, then you belong to the Church of Rome.
现在你就要生在德国，你就是路德会的人。
And if you were born in Germany, then you would be a Lutheran.
我们知道这是杀敌，这是主的恢复，不错。
It is indeed recovery, but this is Sardis.
但是在这个恢复的背后
，So behind this recovery,
你会听见马丁路德叹一口气。
You can hear Martin Luther sigh.
所以他有一次这样说。
Once he said,
他说哦，巴不得有一天。
He said, "I wish that one day."
但也有一天能够来到。
One day would arrive.
就是在看得见的教会里面能找到看不见的教会。
That in the visible church one day we can find the invisible.
那个看不见的教会才是真的教会。
That invisible church is the true church.
他是说看得见的教会指的路德会来说的。
When he said, referred to the visible church, that meant the Lutheran church.
这里有信的，有不信的。
There are believers and even
others. 有的人不属于这个饼和杯的。
And some were not part of the bread and cup.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这个恢复。
This recovery.
难怪主对他们说
No wonder the Lord said,
在我神面前没有一样是完全的
Before God, there is not one thing completed.
为什么呢
Why?
这是不是说这不是圣灵的工作呢
Does it mean it is not God's work?
它是圣灵的工作
Does it mean it's not the Holy Spirit?
但是到底马丁路还是人
Of course, Martin Luther is still human.
和马丁路德站在一起的也是人
The ones who stood beside Martin Luther are also human.
在主没有回来以前
Before the Lord returned,
我们每一个人都有肉体的掺杂
All of us have the blemishes of the flesh.
所以世界很容易进到教会里面来。
So very easily the world enters the church.
所以我们看见有圣灵的工作。
So when we see the work of the Holy Spirit,
也有肉体的工作。
There's also the work of the flesh.
加尔文也是这样。
Same with Calvin.
然后我们的 John Knox 在 Scotland, 在苏格兰也是同样的。
The same thing happened with John Knox in Scotland.
你看见因为有圣灵的工作。
On one hand, you have the work of the Holy Spirit.
你看见苏格兰的人听见福音了。
You know that the Scottish people listen to
God. 他们看见福音真理了。
They saw the truth of the gospel.
然后他们用肉体的办法。
But with the flesh, the method of
the 就把那些修士和修女通通把他们赶走了。
They got rid of all the nuns and so forth.
那弟兄姊妹，你看见因为有圣灵的工作，但是一面有肉体的掺杂。
On one hand, you have the work of the Holy Spirit, but then you also have the comforts of the flesh.
这个特别是从第二个改革以后看得很清楚的。
This happened after the Second Reformation.
但是如果你注意到第一个改革。
But if you look at the first reformation,
或者说回到起初的第一波的话。
Or if you look back to the first wave.
你就看见第一个真正所谓的根正的教会 Protestant Church.
The first True Protestant Church.
严格说来，不是路德会。
Strictly speaking, was not the Lutheran Church.
在差不多一百年前
，100 years before,
我们已经说过在捷克斯拉夫。
We already said in Czechoslovakia.
在中欧的地方。
In the middle of Europe.
在森林一片森林的地方。
In the middle of a forest.
靠近捷克斯拉夫跟波兰的中间，在靠近波兰的边界。
Near the outskirts of Poland.
有一个小的地方叫做 Kumbald。
There's a small place called Kumbald.
结果有70个人在一起聚会。
70 people gathered together.
他们因为看见神的旨意。
Because they saw God's will.
虽然看见不像我们今天看见那么多。
Maybe they did not see as much as we see.
但是在教会最黑暗的时候。
But in the darkest ages of the
world. 他们能看见这些已经非常宝贵了。
They were able to see it. It was very precious.
而且他们愿意走在其中。
And they wanted to walk in the way.
他们知道走这条路代价是什么代价。
They knew what the price they were to pay.
在那个黑暗的光景中。
In that dark age.
那么你看，你只要想起古中弟兄们的遭遇。
When you think of what the Valdenses went through,
你就可以想到他们的遭遇。
You would know what they would go through.
但是为着主的缘故。
But for the Lord's sake,
他们非常的刚强站起来。
They stood up firmly and strong.
感谢主。和他们看见同样真理的。
Those who saw the same truth.
还有一班人。
There was another group.
也是在捷克斯拉夫的南部的。
They were in the southern part of Czechoslovakia.
但是他们觉得要保护他们自己。
But they felt that they needed to protect themselves.
他们就起来拿起武器。
So they took up weapons.
当他们拿起武器对付这个罗，对付推亚推拉的时候。
When they took up their weapons to deal against Thyatira.
这些弟兄们良心不平安。
These brothers and sisters, their conscience bothered.
因为如果他们真的顺服山上的教训。
Because if they were to truly follow The Sermon on the Mount.
他们觉得他们不能这样做。
They thought they could not do that.
所以因为这个缘故
For that reason,
等到时候成熟的时候
When the time came,
主就兴起了他们。
The Lord rose certain people.
当主兴起他们的时候
And when the Lord rose them up,
没有力量的人在他们背后。
There was nobody strong behind them.
没有贵族，没有君王。
There were no dukes. There were no
没有枪，也没有炮。
There were no arms or weapons.
从人的角度来看
In the man's point of view,
你看见没有世界的势力。
There was no power from the world.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
就是那么简单的70个人
These very simple 70 people.
就是他们从圣灵开始。
They began in the forest.
弟兄姊妹，你看见圣灵能做一个工作。
The Holy Spirit could do a work.
那个工作找不到掺杂的。
This work does have no encumbrance.
当然他们有软弱。
Of course they were weak.
他们有失败。
Of course they failed.
但如果你把他主在他们身上的工作。
But if you were to see the work in their lives.
和在马丁路德、加尔文跟慈惠里身上的工作。
And compare it to Luther, Calvin, and Zwingli.
你看见都是主的工作。
You see it is all God's work.
但是当你回到教会历史。
But when you return to church history.
如果你看见圣灵要做什么工作。
If you were to see what the Holy Spirit is to do.
腓立帖腓的特点是你略有一点力量。
The Philadelphia's feature is that if you have a little power.
因为教会呢像芥菜种一样。
Because the church is like the mustard seed.
我们知道说在世界里面教会不过是一小群。
We know that in the world the church is but a small flock.
所以就是说你这中心你这小群不要害怕。
Says, do not fear a small flock.
当然这七十人要害怕。
Of course the 70 would be afraid.
你看整个欧洲都是他们的。
The entire Europe was there.
你看见说他们怎么样用十字军对待他们的弟兄。
You know how the crusaders dealt with their brothers.
现在没有枪没有炮在他们背后。
And now they don't even have the benefit of weapons.
马丁路德起来改革有人保护他们。
When Martin Luther rose up to reform, he had people protect
这些人没有人保护他们
But
但是圣灵保护他们
But the Holy Spirit
你相不相信圣灵能做这样的工作
Do you believe the Holy Spirit can do that work?
感谢主弟兄姊妹
Thank the Lord
不需要等到19世纪
We don't have to wait till the 19th century
19世纪就在英国做了奇妙的工作
In the 19th century the Lord did a mighty work in England
那是圣灵开始的
And it began with the Holy Spirit
没有炮没有枪
There were no weapons or arms
有人告诉我们说
Some people tell
us, 那个工作比改教的工作还要大
That work was greater than the Reformation
为什么弟兄姊妹
Why?
因为这是圣灵的工作
Because it's the work of the Holy Spirit
所以当我们读教会历史的时候
So when we study church history
我们看到羊群的脚踪
When we see the footsteps of the flock
我们也看到圣灵工作的那个脚那留下来的那个痕迹
And when we see the marks of the work of the Holy Spirit
所以我们知道哪里是完全圣灵的工作
We know where indeed it was The
哪里是更靠近神旨意的
That is where it's closest to the will of God.
所以我想这一点是非常非常清楚的
That is very clear.
那我们看到讲到这个 unity of brethren 讲到这个合一的弟兄们的时候
When we speak of unity of brethren,
我们已经讲过了
We already mentioned.
那么这个整个的故事是最早最早从布拉格开始的
We know that this story began in Prague.
我们的布拉格是中欧最美丽的城市
We know that Prague in Central Europe is one of the most beautiful cities.
如果你闭起眼睛
If you close your eyes,
如果你要选两个城市是欧洲最美丽的
If you are to choose the most beautiful cities in Europe,
第一当然是罗马
The first, of course, is Rome.
第二一定是布拉格
Second, absolutely is Prague.
所有去过布拉格的人
All those who have gone to Prague,
可以公认说在整个的 Central 这个 Europe 的整个的中欧它是最美丽的一座城
It is indeed the most beautiful city in Central Europe
它所以美丽
The reason it's
因为背后有一些的故事
Because there's some stories behind it
就好像今天你到阿尔卑斯山谷非常的美丽一样
Especially if you go to the Alps and the valleys you'll see it's so beautiful
但是不要忘记
But don't forget
那些景色虽然所以美丽
Even though the scenery is beautiful
是因为是经过圣徒的血浇灌过的
Because it has beenSprinkled with the blood of the saints.
Of the martyrs.
Of the martyrs. And the
same
thing with Prague.
你看见主纪念在布拉格所发生过的故事。
The Lord remembered the story that happened in Prague.
你到了今天到了布拉格，到他的老城有个广场。
When you go to Prague, you see that there's a court.
There's a square.
A square.
那么在这个广场上面有一个大教堂。
And in this square, there's a cathedral.
那么这个大教堂呢，当初就在我们刚才所说，就在这个合一的弟兄们起来以前。
Before the unity of the brethren began.
你知道那里有个大主教。
There was a great.
Archbishop. 他的名字叫洛基加拿。
And his name was Rakakana.
那么他是一个大主教。
He was a great archbishop.
但是呢他有亮光。
But he had light.
他对于教会他有亮光。
To the church, in regards to the church,
所以他在那里就释放这些信息。
So he gave many messages.
结果很多人要跟随他。
And many people wanted to follow him.
包括他的侄子，有包括侄子叫做 Gregory， 他是个裁缝。
And even his nephew called Gregory a tailor.
那么他们非常向往这个福音，向往这个他所传的真理。
And they indeed,
他们非常喜欢这个真理。
They indeed like the truth that was preached.
结果呢，当他们说，那么现在我们看见真理了。
Now we've seen the truth.
那我们要走这条路。
And we want to walk the way.
我们到底应该怎么走呢
？How do we walk the way?
没有想到 Rocky Khanna， 因为他爱慕他自己的地位。
But because Rocky Khanna loves his own position.
他明白真理。
He understood the truth.
他也看见真理。
He saw the truth.
但他觉得他没有力量走这条路。
But he thought he didn't have the strength to walk the way.
但是这些跟随的人一定要他带着他们走这条路。
But his followers wanted him to lead them.
你想想看，他们已经看见了教会所有的难处。
They already saw all the difficulties in the church.
在马丁路德一百年前，他们已经看见了。
A hundred years before, they already saw it.
他们已经看见了许许多多教会腐败的情形。
They already saw the failures of the church.
Corruption.
And the corruption.
所以他们觉得主今天一定要做些什么。
So what was the Lord to do?
那么你看见 Rocky Khanna 一面告诉他们教会今天的光景。
So Rocky Khanna was showing them what the condition of the church.
但你等到真的他们要起来走路的时候， Rocky Khanna 大主教他反而退走了。
But before that they were able to walk, he was such an archbishop that he retreated.
他应该有力量像马丁路德一样。
He should have the strength like a Martin Luther.
他有力量像约翰胡斯一样。
He should have the strength of a John Huss.
但是他软弱了。
But he was weak.
那在这个时候，
At this time,
他就告诉他们说
he told them,
这条路我不能走。
He said, I can't walk this way.
不过有一个人可以帮助你们。
But one person can help you.
这个人是个农夫。
This person is a farmer.
但是他很有启示。
But he has much revelation.
他一共写了五十几本的书。
He wrote over 50 books.
那么根据 Rocky Khanna 的判断，
According to Rocky Khanna's research or judgment,
这个人你们可以得到他的帮助。
You can be helped by this person.
所以他们就到南部去找到这个人。
So they went to the south and found this person.
但这个弟兄在主面前很有学习。
But this person actually had much learned much before.
因为他们的意思就希望这位弟兄能够起来帮助他们，带领他们。
Their thought was this brother probably could help and lead them.
他的名字叫做柴尔西斯基。
His name was Peter Chalkicky.
那这是非常重要的一个人物。
This is a very important person.
我们讲到合一的弟兄们的时候，
When we speak of the unity of the brethren,
主要是和这位弟兄的启示发生关系。
It has a lot to do with the revelation of this.
他的确看见了。
He indeed saw.
但是他不要带领他们。
But he didn't want to lead them.
他觉得只有圣灵能够带领他们。
He felt that only the Holy Spirit could lead them.
所以就在他有生之年。
So during his middle ages,
他就是在他有生之年，就在他还活着的时候。
In the days of his life,
他就尽可能的帮助他们。
He tried to help them,
但就是不肯做他们的领袖。
But he refused to be their leader.
但是感谢主。
But thankfully,
后来我们刚才所说那个裁缝 Gregory,
when we mentioned Gregory the tailor,
就和一般的弟兄们。
He with a couple of brothers,
他们觉得主给他们看见了教会的亮光。
He felt that he saw the light of the church.
所以他们就到了很边缘的地方，就是我们所说空堡靠近波兰的那个地方。
So they went all the way to Kumbau near Poland.
因为离开布拉格非常非常的远。
Very far away from Prague.
结果他们就勇敢的起来为主做见证。
And courageously they were a testimony for the Lord.
我们说过，因为捷克斯拉夫的文字是很难懂的文字。
We mentioned that the Czech language is very difficult to understand.
所以没有几本他的书翻成英文的。
So very few of his books were translated to English.
但如果我们读曾经翻过英文的几本书，
But if we are to read certain books translated,
你非常的惊讶。
You will be astonished.
你就发现说，他们的的确确叫查尔斯西。
We'll know that Chalkicky.
神的的确确给他一些话。
Indeed, he received some words.
那他写了一本书是很有名的。
He wrote a very famous book.
叫做《信心之网》。
It is the net of faith.
那这本书里面就是把他所领受的把它写出来。
He actually wrote what he received.
他特别讲到这个，就好像约翰不是网破了吗？他就补网。
He spoke of John mending the nets.
那结果那个福音的网破掉了。
And the gospel net was broken.
所以他就讲到这个 整个信仰的网，福音的网，整个信仰的网。
He told of the entire net of the gospel.
他告诉我们这个网是怎么破的。
He told us how that gospel net was broken.
他们原来有两条大鲸鱼啊，跑到这网里面来了。
He said that there are two whales that came into the net.
那这个故事是发生在第三世纪的时候。
And this story happened in the third century.
其中一条大鲸鱼呢，就是君士坦丁。
And the first whale was Constantine.
那么还有一条鱼呢，就是那个时候，就是那个时候的教皇。
And the second whale was the Pope.
或者说那个时候罗马的监督，罗马教会的监督。
Or it was actually the bishop of Rome.
所以这个时候，所以这个是两个大的鲸鱼。
So we see two big whales.
所以这个网慢慢就破了。
And therefore the net was torn.
我们知道在约翰福音的时候，在约翰写启示录的时候。
We know that when John wrote Revelation.
约翰写书信的时候。
When he wrote the epistle.
约翰写福音书的时候。
When he wrote the gospel.
你看见那个因为网破了，所以约翰起来写这些书。
He wrote it because the gospel net was torn.
那我们的弟兄就在这个时候，他觉得要把那个信心。信仰的网要指明给弟兄们看。
So the brother wanted to show this net to the brothers and sisters.
那他讲了一些的话。
And he said some things.
我想是很长很长的，我们不需要在这里引用他，引用他。
He said many a lot of words that he said.
但是为了帮助年轻的弟兄姊妹。
But to help the younger ones.
我只读其中的一段。
I will read one phrase.
我是很一口气把它读完，然后我们的弟兄再把它。原用英文的再把它读一段。
So I'll read in Chinese and my brother read in English.
我们这些人愿意借助神的帮助来寻求恢复起初的样式。我们好像是来到废墟前的一群人，房子已经烧毁倒塌了，现在是试着要找到原来的根基，但是很多的困难，因为在瓦砾中已经长满了各样的草木，而且堆积了许多不相干的杂物。有人误把这些后来加上去的东西当作根基，说这是原来的样子，以至于其他人就以恶传恶，就竞相找出一些新奇的东西。其实这些东西是与真正的根基相距很远，甚至于刚好相反。然而若有人真正的要专心寻找，就必开始在根基上有真实的建造，就好像圣殿被毁以后尼西米和所罗巴伯的建造一样。
Thus, we of the latter day are like after the burning out of a house which has fallen down, making a pile of ruins. Here and there we see by some signs that there stood a chamber before, but everything fell onto the foundation, which buried is grown over by a forest where animals graze and dwell. Who will then find the buried foundation of the burned house that is in ruins?And which is deeply covered with debris, and the top of which has long since been overgrown by defiant weeds? The whole matter of finding the true foundation is made all the more difficult because these defiant weeds which have sprung upon it are called the true foundation by many. They, pulling to themselves the growth on top of the house ruins, declare, This is the foundation and the way. All should follow it. And with many of them, we see that their new foundation sinks into soft ground.The floor setting at different levels. This shows the difficulty of finding the true foundation. There are many who would like to dig in order to find the original foundation, in the like manner as Nehemiah, Zerubbabel, and the prophets have done, when after 70 years of their Babylonian captivity, they returned and built the temple of the Lord, which had been burned down by the Edomites.
所以你想在这个时候
you see that at that time,
我们的弟兄就能看见这样的光
Brother was able to see such light.
还有许许许多的话叫我们觉得惊讶。
And many other words that astonish us.
好像有的话到了今天我们明白的。
Many times we might understand these words today.
但是在马丁路德前一百年。
But before Martin Luther, 100 years.
主就把这些亮光赐给他们。
The Lord showed this light to them.
我们相信是因为主应许他们，主对得胜者的应许。
We believe it is because of the promise to the.
主对于推亚推拉教会中得胜者的应许是。
And the promise to the overcomers in Thyatira.
主要把晨星赐给他们。
You will give them the morning star.
虽然这些人是最简单的人。
Even though they are the most simple.
不过是农夫。
They are but farmers.
他不是大学教授。
They are not professors.
我们知道是马丁路德是大学教授。
We know that Martin Luther was a professor.
加尔文是神学家。
Calvin was a scholar.
这些人实在是不同的。
These are all different people.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
像个婴孩，主就把这些真理启示给他们。
Like an infant, he revealed these things to them.
所以我再说弟兄姊妹。
I say it once again.
他们什么都没有。
They had nothing.
他们靠着圣灵。靠着主所给他们看见
的 they trusted what the Lord showed them.
他们因着明白教会的真理
to understand the truth of the gospel.
所以他们觉得没有第二条路
they thought there was no second way.
他们知道什么是巴比伦
they knew what Babylon was.
他们知道今天要回到耶路撒冷
they knew they had to return to Jerusalem.
他们觉得只能够重新开始
they knew they had to begin anew.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
因为这个缘故
for this reason,
我们可以说是这个在教会之历史里面回到起初的第一波。
So throughout church history, we have returned back to the first wave.
他们没有枪也没有炮。
No weapons or arms.
但是你看见圣灵在他们身上已经开始那个工作。
But the Holy Spirit has begun to work.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
以后你看见当他们继续往前去的时候。
As they kept going forward.
你看见他们持守他们所看见的。
They held steadfast to what.
他们看见说圣经的权威绝对是高过教会的。
They saw that the authority of the scriptures was over the church.
他们觉得他们要回到当使徒教会的当初他们没有意思要自己成为一个宗派他们要寻找交通他们要和所有的人在那里寻一同就交通弟兄姊妹你他们中间交通这两个字是很重要的字他们要寻找所有弟兄们他们曾经打发一些人到整个欧洲去寻找他说我们要寻找我们的弟兄如果我们找着他们
If we can find them,
我们就加入他们
then we will join them.
所以弟兄姊妹你看这里有一个灵
Here we see a spirit.
这个灵乃是合一的灵
This is a spirit of unity.
那不光这样
Not only that.
他们很肯定的他们和巴比伦没有关系的
And they declare that they are separate from Babylon.
他们不相信饼和杯祝福过以后变成真的变成主的身体 和主的血
They did not agree with transubstantiation.
他们不相信赎罪券
They did not believe in adultery.
他们也不相信向神父告解
They did not believe in auricular confession.
不光这样
Not only that.
他们有一句话
They have one phrase.
这句话不一定是他们说的
Maybe they didn't say this.
但是他是遵守的
But they followed this phrase.
他们说在基要的事情上合一
They said in essentials, unity.
在非基要的事情上自由
In non-essentials, liberty.
在凡事上相爱
In all things,Love.
他们实行就这样实行的
And they followed that.
他们有薄饼
they broke the bread.
他们是有邀请所有属神的都有份于他们的桌子
And they invited all those who were believers to be partakers of the bread.
后来到了一百年以后
So 100 years later,
他们果然找到了马丁路德弟兄这一班弟兄们
And they encountered the brothers with Martin Luther.
在1532年的时候
And in 1532,
马丁路德论到他们讲到他们的时候
and when Martin Luther spoke of them,
他说自从使徒以后
said,
自从使徒时代以后
said, ever since the times of the apostles,
从来神没有兴起一般人像这般弟兄一样
there have been no men who's, there have not arose since the times of the apostles any men
他们的教会是这么靠近使徒时代的教会
whose church has come near to the apostolical doctrine and right.
所以从这里我们就知道
no, from here,
连马丁路德都惊讶都称赞他们
even Martin Luther was amazed and he praised them.
他们虽然到处被追赶到处游荡
even though they were scattered and they were being persecuted,
所以他们的人不会增加的
they couldn't increase the number.
但到了马丁路德的时候
but in the time of Martin Luther,
已经是15万人到20万人
they had over 150 to 200,000 people.
一共有400个聚会点
400 different points of meeting.
所以我们看见说
Now we see,
这个工作在原来看是就像所罗巴伯就像这个所罗巴伯的日子一切都是很小很小的
This time is reminds us of the times of Zerubbabel when the times are very small.
但是我们感谢主
But we thank the Lord.
神的确与他们同在
God indeed was with them.
所以这个就是第一个事就是第一个事就是这个第一个这个改革时期所发生过的故事
So this is the story that happened in the first Reformation
那么等到我们真的来到第二个改革的时候、
so、when we arrive at the second reformation,
等到主兴起马丁路德兴起这班弟兄的时候
when the Lord raised Martin Luther and others,
你看见主在这里有一番的话
here the Lord has a word.
主特别启示他自己是神的七灵和七星
here we see he spoke of the seven spirits and the seven stars.
这个七灵乃是生命的灵
and this seven spirits is
生命 the 生命的灵，所以我们在对于撒迪教会的光景、
so、for the condition of the church of Sardis,
我们主的眼睛是明亮的
Lord's eyes were open.
所以主说那有神的七灵和七星的是这么说的
He said he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars
他说我知道你的行为按名你是活的其实是死的
He says this I know your deeds that you have a name that you are alive but you are dead
这个名字来讲是活的
As to name you're alive
这个实际来讲是死的
As to reality you're dead
所以这里就是有没有实际的问题
the matter is, you have the reality.
那不光这样
Not only that.
他说在我你们我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的
For I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of God
弟兄姊妹那怎么办呢如果不完全
If the deeds are not complete
他们在哪些上不完全呢
Where are they incomplete?
那主当然兴起得胜者来
Of course the Lord raised overcomers
要叫这些更完全
So that they can be more complete
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
因为这个缘故
For this reason,
你看见撒迪有一般的得胜者
There are some overcomers in Sardis
这一般的得胜者特点在哪里呢
What is their feature?
他们是穿着白衣与主同行的
They walk with the Lord and are in white garments.
而且他们是配得过与主一同行的。
And they are worthy to walk with the Lord.
他们不只是与主同行。
Not only do they walk with the Lord.
他们乃是披戴基督的。
They are wearing the Lord.
他们应该活在主面前。
They're clothed with the Lord.
所以他们是活的。
So therefore they are alive.
所以他们实际是活的。
The reality is.
所以当教会的光景落到死的情形的时候。
So the condition of the church.Falls down to death,
你看神的七灵就在那说话了
you see the seven spirits are speaking.
圣灵要开始工作了
the Holy Spirit is the
圣灵要呼召得胜者
the Holy Spirit is to call your
结果这帮人有几名是没有污秽自己衣服的
so that they have not soiled their garments.
他们不容许肉体来污染他们
they do not allow the flesh to corrupt them.
他们不容许世界来污染他们
they don't allow the world to pollute them.
世界能帮助他们
the world can help them.
枪和爆能够帮助他们
weapons and arms can help them.
但他们不肯这样做
refuse,
他们要穿白衣与主同行
they want to wear white garments and walk with the Lord,
因为他们是配得过的
because they are worthy.
所以就是这一帮人
so, these people,
那些不完全的要变成完全
those who are not complete, become complete.
所以当我们来读这段历史的时候
when we read this part of history,
我们就看到底神在教会就是怎么做的
we see what the Lord does in the church.
感谢主的确有一般的得胜者
There are a group of overcomers.
就在马丁路德的时候
During the time of Martin Luther,
就在慈惠利的时候
During the time of Zwingli,
尤其是在瑞士那个地方
Especially in the time, in the place of Switzerland,
神兴起了一般的弟兄们
God raised a group of people.
这一般的弟兄们被称作崇敬的弟兄们
These people were called the Anabaptists.
那为什么叫做 Anabaptists 就是重新受浸的意思
Why were they called the Anabaptists those who were rebaptized?
那普通人认为说他们他们的问题在就是他们反对婴儿受浸
Many people believe that they were against infant baptism.
所以他们要重新受浸
Therefore they had to be baptized again.
其实弟兄姊妹如果你真的明白崇敬派的弟兄们
But if you really understand the end of that,
你知道他们的 issue 他们的问题到底在什么地方
Their issue is this.
我想最好 我要读一我想最好我们如果要明白他们的话
If we are to understand them,
现在我们用Philip Sharp 的话有一个历史学家叫做 Philip Sharp
There is a historian called Philip Sharp
他写了八本的教会的历史
He wrote eight volumes on church history
那最后一部分就是讲到改革以后的情形
And the last volume spoke of the Reformation as the things after the Reformation
他是站在更正教的立场
And he stood on the ground of Protestant
所以这个历史可以说是更正教官方的历史
So this history is based on the history of Protestant
那么这一班的弟兄们
These brothers,
在这些改革的眼光中来看他们是 radical 他们是极端分子
in the eyes of the Protestant, in the eyes of the Reformation they were radical
他们不是异端他们是极端
they weren't a heresy they were radical
他们觉得他们跑过头了
they said that they overran their bounds
那现在我们要听他怎么说
now we have to hear what he
said 到底这一班弟兄他们要做什么
what what do they do?
我想很少有人观察像这位弟兄观察的那么清楚的。
And this person, he did his research so much, his judgment was very detailed.
所以我们的弟兄等于要读一遍，英文用英文读一遍。
Well, our brother will read in English.
那我大概的把那段用中文的稍微讲一下。
I will read it in Chinese first.
他大概的意思就是说，词语词汇里呢，他是两面受攻的。那么罗马教是从你前面攻，崇敬派呢是从后面攻。罗马教呢是从外面攻，崇敬派呢从里面攻。那么改革家呢是想根据圣经来恢复一个古老的教会，但崇敬派呢想从圣经里建立一个全新的教会。改革家要维持历史的连续性，崇敬派就要回到使徒的时代，因为中间那一段是离开神旨意的一段。那么简单的来说，改革家认为是人人的教会，你只要住在苏黎世，你就是家里的人。那么所建立的是人人的教会，但崇敬拜弟兄所要的乃是圣徒的教会，这是大概的意思。现在我们请我们的弟兄稍微念一下。那因为他是从更正教的角度来看，所以你听到 radical， 听到极端分子，就是指着崇敬拜的弟兄们说的。
Because Philip Sharp is from the Protestant viewpoint, when he refers to radicals in this, he's talking about the Anabaptists. The Swiss Reformation, like the German, was disturbed and checked by the radical excesses.It was placed between the two fires of Romanism and ultra-Protestantism. It was attacked in the front and rear, from without and from within, by the Romanists on the ground of tradition, by the radicals on the ground of the Bible. The reformers aimed to reform the old church by the Bible. The radicals attempted to build a new church from the Bible. The former maintained the historic continuity. The latter went directly to the apostolic age.And ignored the intervening centuries and as an apostasy. The reformers founded a popular state church, including all citizens with their families. The Anabaptists organized on the voluntary principle select congregations of baptized believers separated from the world and from the state.
我想很清楚了。
I think it's very clear.
这里根据 Philip Sharp。
According to Philip Sharp,
你知道这个这个对，就是他特别讲到是他对付这个罗马教的时候，
well, they were dealing with the Church of Rome.
你看见是 on the ground of tradition.
It was on the ground of tradition.
但他对付这些崇敬派的时候，
but when they were dealing with the Anabaptists,
你看是 on the ground of Bible.
It was on the ground of the Bible.
所以从这里我们就知道，
so we know,
当这帮弟兄们被兴起来的时候，
when these group of brothers and sisters,
他们的症结在什么地方？他们的重点在哪里？
What was their emphasis?
不错。主已经做了奇妙的工作。
Yes, the Lord had done a wonderful work.
但是教会应该和世界分开。
But the church should be separate from the world.
你看这些改革家们，他们是做了一番改革的工作。
These reformers did do a work of reformation.
但是到现在，教会跟世界还是分不开的。
But the church and the world were not separate.
所以他们所要求乃是教会的纯洁。
So what they want was the purity of the church.
他们巴不得教会能够没有沾染世界。
They do not want it to be contaminated with the world.
世界的影响不能进到教会里面来。
They do not want the influence of the world into the church.
而教会只是包括那些蒙恩的救的人。
And the church only encompassed those believers.
他们没有讲到历史的连续性。
They did not talk about the connectivity.
他们只根据圣经。
They only follow the Bible.
他们要回到圣经的起初去。
They wanted to go back to the origin of the Bible.
所以因为这个缘故，
so for this reason,
既然教会是包括那些蒙恩得救的人，
since the church encompasses all of those who have been believed,
那么一个人能不能得救是看他能不能相信。
If one is to be saved, it's a matter of belief.
那么根据圣经，就相信才可以受浸。
Only though, according to the Bible, only if you believe can you be baptized.
婴孩他不能受浸。
And therefore, an infant cannot be
baptized. 因为他不能相信。
Because it doesn't know how to believe.
所以他们觉得只有信徒才可以相，才可以受浸。
So they believe that only believers could be baptized.
那因着这个缘故，
for this reason,
结果他们就受逼迫了。
They were persecuted.
然后他们说：“你们既然要受浸。”
They said, "Well, if you want to be baptized,
我们就成全你，让你们再进一次。
We will fulfill your will and will fulfill your wish, and we'll baptize you."
然后就把他们用麻布袋包好，就把他们丢到河里面去。
And then they put them in sack and bags of sackcloth and threw them into the.
有很多人在这里为主殉道。
And many of them were martyred for the Lord.
现在他们不是死在罗马教的手里。
Now they did not die at the hands of the church of Rome.
现在他们是改，他们现在他们是死在改革的人一般的手里。
Now they were dying at the hands of the reformers.
弟兄姊妹，为什么他们的勇敢站起来？
Why were they courageous?
就是我们与教会与世界有什么相干呢？
Because what does the church have to do with this world?
所以弟兄姊妹，这是他们所争执的。
That is what they fought.
什么时候教会与和世界联合？
Whenever the church joins with the world.
这个就是第三世纪的情形。
That is the condition of the third.
这就是君士坦丁那时候的情形。
That is the condition of Constantine.
君士坦丁那个时候，
When the time of Constantine.
有一个罗马的帝国。
There was the Roman Empire.
同时有一个全世界性的一个罗马的教会。
And there was also a universal church in Rome.
现在这个世界小了。
Now the world has become small.
现在这个世界是德国的世界。
Now this world is a German world.
那么现在的教会是路德会。
And the church is a Lutheran church.
那么弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？所有在生在德国的。
All those born in Germany,
他们都是路德会的人。
They are all part of the Lutheran.
连马丁路德自己都不同意的。
Even Martin Luther did not agree.
但他一点办法也没有。
But he had no way to.
那这一帮弟兄们勇敢的起来说。
But these brothers rose up.
教会跟世界是不能结婚的。
And boldly said that the church and the world cannot marry.
船可以在水里。
The boat can be in the water.
水不能在船里。
But the water cannot be in the boat.
水在船里，这个船一定要沉掉了。
If the water is in the boat, the boat will sink.
他们后来用他们的血来做见证。
So they use their blood to testify.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
只要是圣灵做的工作。
As long as it's the work of the Holy Spirit.
仇敌一定要摧毁的。
The enemy tries to destroy it.
然后有的用十字军。
Some use crusades.
所以有的人就死在罗马教会的手下。
Many people died at the hands.
是谁用这仇的缘故？
They did it for the truth.
为了真理的缘故，
for the truth.
他们不肯妥协。
They did not want to compromise.
其实他们已经受，其实在他们以前，
but even before them,
在他们所在的地方，
where they were,
已经受了古中弟兄们的影响。
They were already influenced by the Vulgans.
已经受了这个合一弟兄们的影响。
They were influenced by the unity of brethren.
但是不管怎么样，
but no matter what,
你看见吗？结果主祝福他们，虽然他们受逼迫，他们发展的速度，他们发展的速度快得不得了。
They really increased the numbers very quickly.
那么后来逼迫到了瑞士。
And they were persecuted all the way to Switzerland.
到了德国。
To Germany.
到了这个奥地利。
To Austria.
甚至到荷兰这些地方。
Even to Holland.
那么不止这个不止路德会的人拒绝他们。
Not only were they rejected by the Lutherans.
连这个斯威利他们也拒绝他们。
As well as Zwingli.
罗马教当然也拒绝他们。
As well as the Church of Rome.
结果你看见到处就被人追赶。
And they were persecuted and driven away by many.
有一个人叫 Henry Bullinger。
There was one person named Henry Bullinger.
他其实是茨威利的承继承人。
He was actually the successor to Zwingli.
他讲到这般的人时候，
when he spoke of these people,
他说许多人呢都跟着他们，好像他们是好像他们活着的圣徒一样。
He said that the people were running after them as though they were living saints.
所以可见他们生活非常有见证。
So of course that their life was full of.
他们反对他们。
They rejected them.
但是他觉得这些人跟随他们，为什么跟随？一定有吸引他们的地方。
But why were people chasing after them? It was because something they admired.
因为他们是活的圣徒。
Because they were living saints.
他们活出成圣的光景出来。
They lived a saintly life.
那么茨威利甚至于讲过这样的话。
And even Zwingli said.
因为当他看见很多人跟随他们的时候。
When he saw that many people chased after them.
那么一点没有错，没有很短的期间，很多人就跟随着他们。
And many people started following them.
所以后来茨威利告诉我们说。
So Zwingli simply told us.
他是一面对付罗马教，一面对付这些所谓的极端的分子。
On one hand, he had to deal with the church in Rome. On the other hand, he had to deal with these radicals.
哪一个比较难对付呢？
Who was more difficult to deal with?
他说比较起对付，他说对付这个天，对付罗马教。
To have to struggle with the church in Rome.
如果你和对付这个极端分子来相比的话，
compared to the struggles with the Anabaptists.
他说 the conflict, 他的这个对付这个最对付这种极端对付罗马教，不过像是玩具一样，只是个玩具一样。
The struggle with them was compared to a tub child's play.
现在我们听听他们的敌人怎么说。
Now we let us hear what their enemies say.
不同情这个 Anabaptist 他们这么说的。
Those who did not agree with the Anabaptists, what did they say?
他们在1531年的时候。
In 1513.
有一个人叫 Sebastian Franck, 这个人说了这么一句话。
In 1531, Sebastian Franck said.
他说重庆派的人很快的就很多人来跟随他们。
He said the Anabaptists soon gained a large following.
他们所得罪的人都是很认真的人。
Drawing many sincere souls,
他们向神大发热心。
Who had a zeal for God?
他教导他们，什么也不教导他们，只教导他们爱，只教他们相信，也只教导他们十字架。
For they taught nothing but love, faith, and the cross.
他们显出谦卑的光景。
They showed themselves humble.
他们受苦的时候那么忍耐。
Patient under much suffering.
他们彼此不平。
They broke bread with one another.
当作这个他们合一和相爱的凭据。
As an evidence of unity and love.
他们这个彼此帮助。
They helped each other faithfully.
他们称呼彼此做弟兄。
And called each other brothers.
他们死的时候是殉道者。
They died as martyrs.
他们是那么忍耐。
Patient.
那么谦卑。
And humble.
忍受一切的逼迫。
During all persecution,
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这些人不是跟随崇敬派的人。
These are not those who follow Anabaptists.
但是他们能做见证。
But they were able to testify.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
照着圣经的话说，
according to the scripture,
他们是没有污秽自己的衣服。
They did not soil their garments.
他们不让世界污秽他们。
They do not allow the world to soil them.
所以他们穿白衣与主同行。
So they wore a white garment and walked with the Lord.
这个就是崇敬派的故事。
This is the story of the Anabaptists.
如果你今天到美国的话，
if you go to the United States,
有一般人叫做 Mennonite 门诺会的人就是他们。
There are those, the Mennonites are their descendants.
那这是他们的后裔。
And they're those descendants.
然后比方说像 Amish, 亚美族的人也是他们的后裔。
And the Amish are also their descendants.
这些人不爱世界。
These people do not love
the world. 他们不要世界。
They don't want the world.
像亚美族的人根本走得极端了。
The Amish people even go to an extreme.
他们说跟世界不要有任何的连接。
They don't want to have any connection with the world.
所以没有电话的。
So they don't have telephone.
那没有电话，没有电话的。因为电话是跟世界连在一起。
Because the telephone connects them to the world.
你要打电话到后面外面去打。
If you want to talk outside, you go outside.
不用电，因为这个也是世界的，被世界的东西。
Electricity is of the world.
但是他们的马车呢？
And their carriage.
这个背后有电池的。
But behind their carriages, they have batteries.
那么还有他们用的其他的东西。
And they use other things.
他们只要能跟世界不联合就好了。
As long as we're not connected to the world, that's fine.
他们不用车子的。
They don't drive cars.
所以他们年轻人跑不远的。
So their young people don't go far away.
他们爱的世界不是很不跑到纽约去的。
They don't go to New York.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
虽然他们是极端。
Even though they're extreme,
但是你明白了吗？
But do you understand?
这些人是不让世界来污染他们。
They do not allow the world to soil them.
这些人是未有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的。
And they do not allow their garments to be soiled.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
是借着这一般的得胜者。
Through these overcomers,
你看见没有？
You see?
现在本来不完全的，
Before there's not complete,
现在教会能够得着洁净，
Now they can, the church can be cleansed.
十字架能够除去世界，
The cross can do away with the world.
十字架能把世界远远丢在背后，
The cross can throw the world way, way behind.
弟兄姊妹，什么是教会呢？
What is the church?
教会与世界是没有相干的。
The church has nothing to do with the world.
弟兄姊妹，这就是 Anabaptist， 就是他们的见证。
That is the testimony of the Anabaptist.
但是不止这样。
But not only that.
你看见吗？主对他们说。
The Lord also said.
按着你的名，按你的行，按着你的名是活的，其实是死的。
That your name is alive, but you are dead.
什么是名呢？
What is the name?
你看马丁路德起来讲因信称义。
Martin Luther rose up to say justification by faith.
如果因信称义的话，
If you are justified by faith,
每一个人都应该结出成圣的果子才对。
Everybody has to bear fruit.
这就是我们早晨今天我们弟兄所说的。
That's what our brother mentioned this morning.
当你看见那个十二马罗马福音十二罗马书十二章那个身体一个身体的时候，
When you see that one body found in Romans 12,
我那看你前面有罗马书第五章一直到第五章一直到第八章。
There is Romans 5 through 8.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？因着这个缘故，
For this reason,
你看见说这里有一般的人，
There is this group of people,
他们这个不光是按照名来讲是因信称义，
Not only in name do they believe in justification by faith,
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
现在问题他们有没有结出成圣的果子？
Did they actually bear the fruit?
成圣的果子就是从罗马书第五章一直到第八章。
That fruit comes from Romans 5 through 8.
所以虽然他们有了这个东西，
Even though they have this thing,
感谢主，这是了不起， tremendous.
This is a tremendous
thing. 因信称义是个太大的福音真理。
Justification by faith is such a great gospel.
但是慢慢的变成教训呢，
But slowly it became a teaching.
变成个 doctrine.
It became a doctrine.
所以就是按名字来讲它是活的，
By name it's alive.
但是其实是死的，
But it's actually dead.
你看他们有没有活出因信称义的情形？
Did they live through justification?
你如果因信称义的话，
If you are justified by faith,
你能够站在神的面前，
you can stand before the Lord,
你就能与他同行，
and you can walk with him.
为什么你不能同行呢？
But why can't you walk with
him? 感谢主弟兄姊妹，
Thank the Lord.
我们要为着马丁路德所看见的因信称义要感谢主。
We have to thank the Lord for Martin Luther seeing justification by faith.
但这里有个难处，
But here's the difference.
连马丁路德自己都承认的。
Even Martin Luther confessed.
比方说他也讲另外一个真理很重要的。
He also spoke of another truth.
每一个得救人都是祭司。
He said that all believers are priests.
这是Universal believer 这个人人都是祭司。
This is universal priesthood.
所以我们看得很清楚，弟兄姊妹。
So it's very clear.
有多少个人是用主的宝血买回来的
？How many people were bought with the precious?
马丁路德给我们看见，他就是祭司。
And the Martin Luther told us they are priests.
就能够侍奉神。
And they can serve God.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers,
这个实际在哪里呢
？Where is the reality?
如果每个人都是祭司的话
If ，Everyone is a priest.
每一个肢体都是动的。
And every member is moving.
这个身体应该是活的。
This body should be alive.
如果这个身体就一部分动的，
But if only part of this body is moving,
这是个瘫痪的身体。
Then it is a paralyzed body.
改教有一百年。
After 100 years after the
resurrection. 不错，每个礼拜他们都可以讲因信称义。
Yes, every Sunday they spoke on justification.
他可以讲每个人都是祭司。
They can say everyone is a priest.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果每个人都是祭司的话，
But if everyone is a priest,
那路德会应该就是身体了。
Then the Lutheran church is the body.
那么身体应该动起来了。
And the body should move.
结果每个礼拜天去做礼拜。
So every time you go to church,
只有几个肢体在那动的。
Only certain members will move.
其他都不动的。
Others will not move.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？按着名是活的，其实是死的。
In name they are alive, but they are actually dead.
不光这样，
Not only that.
按着名来讲，这是基督的教会。
As to the name, it is the Church of Christ.
但是就着实际来说，
But as to reality,
什么会跑到这？什么有不信的人在里面呢？
How do you have unbelievers in there?
弟兄姊妹，连马丁路德自己都觉得不好。
Even Martin Luther thought it was not good.
他说：“哦，巴不得有一天。
”He says, "Oh, one day."
在看得见教会里面，能有个看不见的教会。
I want to see the invisible church in the visible church.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他的梦实现了。
His dream was fulfilled.
为什么
？Why?
因为就在路德会里面
，In the Lutheran church,
神兴起了一般的弟兄们。
God raised a group of people.
这就是敬虔派的弟兄们。
Those were the Pietists.
弟兄姊妹，当他们被主兴起来的时候
，When the Pietists rose up,
他们看见神的话。不只是要教导他们，给他们教训。
They saw that the word of God not only taught them.
他们觉得神的话要改变他们。
But they also felt the word was to change.
主的话不止真理。
The word was not only truth.
主的话也是道路，也是生命。
But it is also the way and the life.
那不光这样。
Not only that.
所以因为这个缘故，
For this reason,
他们一家人，他们把家打开了。
They opened up their home.
他们所有的家人和其他人就聚在一起。
And all of them gathered together as a family.
在一起读圣经。
They read the Bible.
在一起祷告。
They prayed together.
他们也凭信心过生活。
And they lived a life of faith.
他们办孤儿院。
And they had orphanages.
那么他们不下人墓间，他们就凭信心叫他们能够有这些孤儿院。
And by faith, they didn't ask for money. And by faith, they established these orphanages.
我们的弟兄会中间不是有一个叫 George Miller 吗？
We know that among the brethren, do we not know?
他为什么会办孤儿院呢？
Why did George Miller have orphanages?
就是他回到德国的时候。
Because it was when he returned to Germany.
就是碰到这一帮的弟兄们。
He met these brothers.
所以我们要记得。
So let us remember.
就在那个时候。大概是改革以后快一百年的情形，神在德国这些地方到处兴起这样的聚会来。
God raised up all these different meetings.
他们在一起祷告。
They prayed together.
而且他们读圣经的时候。
And when they read the Bible.
每个人都可以交通一段。
Everybody was able to share.
所以当他们那样聚会的时候。
So when they met that way.
你看见每一个肢体都在那动了。
All the members were moving.
马丁路德不是讲每个人都是祭司吗？
Didn't Martin Luther say everyone's a priest?
那个是理论。
That is a theory.
那个是在大学里面可以讲的。
That is what you can say in university.
但什么是什么教会呢？
What is the church?
这个世界要看得见的。
The world needs to see it.
结果他们聚在一起。
So when they gathered together,
有的人根本不是路德会的。
Some were not Lutherans.
他们说我们彼此是弟兄。
They said we are brothers.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？
Now do you see?
他马丁路德不是希望在看得见教会里面有个看不见的吗？
Didn't Martin Luther want to see the invisible in the visible?
所以你看这些弟兄姊妹，
so these brothers
又往前推一步了。
They went forward again.
好像改革人、改革家只是留在外面。
As if the reformers were left outside.
好像没有那个实际。
As if they did not have the reality.
是这些人叫他们醒，叫他们就是这些人叫整个路德会复兴起来了。
And it is this group of people that revived the Lutheran Church.
弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？
Now you see.
他们没有让虚假来污秽他们自己的衣服。
They did not allow the falsehood to soil the garment.
什么叫虚假呢？
What is falsehood?
就是外面是一样的，里面是另外一样。
It is outside of something and then inside is different.
上午做礼拜，下午打麻将。
In the morning they go to church and the afternoon they play poker.
这个叫什么？
What does that mean?
这个就是假冒伪善的弟兄姊妹。
That means a counterfeit.
但是感谢主弟兄姊妹。
But thankfully,
他们接受马丁路德所看见的。
What they said, they saw what Martin Luther
said. 但是他们要活出那个光景出来。
But they want to live the reality.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thankfully,
你看这些人有几个人没有误会他自己衣服的。
They did not soil their garments.
他们要穿白衣与主同行。
They are to walk with the Lord in their white
garments. 感谢主。主就是借着这一帮人，
and through these brothers,
你觉得稀奇的很
呐、啊！ It was very amazing.
叫整个的教会活过来了。
The entire church revived.
他们读圣经，
they read the Bible.
是用心来读圣经，
they read it within their hearts.
不是用头脑读圣经，
not with their minds.
因为大学里面什么都是头脑的，
in the university everything is with your mind.
在教室里面什么都是头脑的，
everything in the classroom.
头脑可以很大，
the mind might be great.
生活没有的，
but no life.
我们知道。这个我们知道有一个大学的教授，
We know a university professor.
他非常明白新约圣经。
He understood the New Testament.
这个人名字叫 John Bangle.
His name was John Bangle.
他很叫他的学问叫学生非常的佩服。
And his teaching was admired by students.
他的圣经大家没有话说。
And nobody could complain about his understanding.
但是呢，大家觉得很稀奇，为什么他能过很敬虔的生活？
But people were wondering how can he live such a pious life.
他的生活叫人佩服的。
People admired his life.
所以有一个学生很顽皮，就偷偷就跑到他的书房里面去。
So a student actually secretly went and climbed into his room.
就藏在一个角落。
And hid in a corner.
就看他怎么读圣经。
And wanted to see how he read.
你讲一个读圣经，如果是学的 scholar 的话。
So if you're a scholar,
他已经很多 computer 很多电脑这个哪有反扣的这些东西
many concordances and many
computers, 原文怎么说这个怎么说这个怎么说
compared to the original text etc.
然后他看见他老师把圣经打开了
and he saw his teacher open up the Bible.
他有一个祷告
and he prayed.
他有主耶稣啊
he said Lord,
我们又是一次欢聚
once again we have a happy reunion.
你看见我们又老在一起了
We are together.
他是借着主的话
He used the word of God.
能够穿着白衣与主同行
He can wear the white garment and walk with the Lord.
难怪他是活的弟兄们
No wonder he is alive.
不光这样
Not only that.
我不知道在这个在这班读圣经的里面
Among those who study
还有一个人叫 Henry Matthew 亨利马太
Matthew Henry. There's another one called Matthew Henry.
他写了一套的圣经的注解。
He wrote a set of commentaries.
这一套圣经注解为什么后来变得很有名呢？
Why did it become a very famous commentary?
因为另外一个很有名的人叫做 George Whitfield, 就是怀特菲弟兄。
Because another brother called George Whitfield.
他是跪着读那个整个的圣经注解。
Because George Whitfield read the entire commentary on his knees.
从第一个字读到最后一个字。
From the first word to the last word.
所以现在这一套就变得很有名了。
So then this commentary became very
famous. 你如果读这一套的注解的话。
If you read this commentary.
你看见亨利马太当他解释圣经的时候。
When Matthew Henry, exposes the Bible.
他很少讲道理的。
He very rarely speaks about
it. 他都是用在我们的生活上的。
It is all more life.
所以弟兄姊妹，后来你看见说，等到 John Wesley 起来有一套圣经注解的时候
，So when John Wesley has had a couple some commentaries，
那他的旧约就是用亨利马太的。
He used the in the Old Testament he used Matthew Henry.
然后新约就是用刚才说讲 John Bengel 的。
And knew the New Testament he used John Bengel.
所以现在你就知道。
So now you know.
虽然这些德国人。
Even though these German people,
虽然这个是近前派的人
even though they are pietists,
那不知不觉的就影响了 John Wesley
and they unbeknownst to John Wesley they influenced him
不光如此
not only that
后来你看受影响的还有斯布珍
and Spurgeon was influenced by him
后来还有被影响的就是 Campbell Morgan
Campbell Morgan was influenced by him
今天很多人读圣经就是从那条线下来的
and many who read the Bible study the Bible follow that line
因为他们用心来读圣经
because they read the Bible with their hearts
当辛辛道夫六岁的时候
when Zinzendorf was six
因为他就是近前派家庭长大的
because he grew up in a pietist family
他住在古堡里面
He lived in a castle.
所以每天他就写一封情书给主耶稣。
So every day he would write a love letter to the Lord.
然后他写好了以后就把它从窗外就丢出去。
And every time he finished his love letter, he would throw the letter out of the window.
他就祷告主耶稣说。
And he would pray to the Lord.
主啊，求你差遣天使把那个书把那个信接住。
Lord, send your angels to get that letter.
这是我今天给你写的信。
This is the letter that I'm writing to you today.
所以弟兄姊妹
现
在你看见吗
Do you see that?
当那一百年大家都用头脑来读圣经的时候
In those 100 years when everybody's reading the Bible with their mind.
当有人把教会呢变成神学院的时候
When they wanted to turn the church into seminary.
那些话都是对的
All those words are right.
难处在哪里
What was the difficulty?
实际在哪里
Where's the reality?
你可以讲很多恩信称义
You can speak of justification by faith.
你可以讲人人都是祭司
you can say universal priesthood,
生活在哪里
but where's the
你是教会的基督的身体
you say the church is the body of
Christ, 结果你瘫痪躺在床上了
but it is paralyzed on the bed
为什么只有肢体几个肢体在那动的
why only certain members are moving
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
现在你看见吗
you see,
这就是一般的得胜者
this is a group of
被主兴起来
risen,
不
the Lord raised them
不容许假冒为善污染他们自己的衣服
do not allow the counterfeits to soil their garments
现在完全了弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see it's complete?
本来没有生命，现在有生命了。
Before no life, now life.
本来只有名字，现在有实际了。
Before only name, now reality.
这就是主在撒迪教会所做的事。
This is what the Lord did in Sardis.
那不止这样。
Not only that.
你看见没有？当教会真的像撒迪教会的光景的时候
When the church was indeed, is indeed in the condition of Sardis.
你看，慢慢，一切都是外面的。
Everything is external.
实在说来。跟随加尔文的人
Actually, those following Calvin,
就着教会的次序来说 Church order 来说
order of the church,
那的的确确他比马丁路德更进一步
Indeed, he is more advanced than Martin Luther
马丁路德觉得圣经没有禁止的我们还是可以有
Martin Luther said that anything that the Bible does not prohibit we can still have
但是这个加尔文不是
But Calvin was not
所以他什么都非常的单纯
SoEverything with Calvin was very simple.
他甚至走到极端了。
He even went to an extreme.
连唱诗也不能唱。
He says we can't sing hymns.
如果你要唱诗的话
If you're the singer,
你只能够在圣经中的诗篇。
You can only sing from the Psalms in the Bible.
我们有一个新诗人帮助我们很多。
There was a hymn writer who helped us much.
就是 Horatius Bonar 这个弟兄。
And it's Horatius Bonar.
他是长老会的人
He was an elder in the Presbyterian
长老会就是跟随加尔文这一班人
And the Presbyterians followed Calvin
他写了很多诗歌
He wrote many hymns
结果所有的弟兄姊妹都唱他的诗歌
And brothers and sisters from everywhere sang his hymns
只有他的一代他不唱的
But only those in his congregation did not
你看见没有这证明说加尔文的的确确是照着他要照着圣经的榜样来做的。
So indeed, Calvin wanted to follow the example of the Bible.
但是弟兄姊妹，不管你怎么做
，No matter what you do,
你慢慢看见说，最后还是外面的形式。
At the very end, is an external thing.
外面一个制度。
It is a
institution,
structure
or institution.
When you come into
the institution,
there are some programs.
有一些 program, 有这些东西的,
there are things.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这是外面的东西, 慢慢跑到外面了,
so these are all external.
从前在罗马天主教里面,
in the Roman Catholic Church,
有外面的东西,
there was external.
有大教堂,
there is great cathedral.
那么到处都有偶像,
and there are many idols.
现在偶像打掉了,
now the idols are gone.
还是那个教堂,
but it's still the same.
那么现在很多东西没有了,
many things are gone.
现在没有了现在, 但是呢现在这个但是现在一切还是有秩序的,
but there is still an order.
你敬拜的时候你要知道怎么敬拜呢?
When you worship, you need to worship a certain way.
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在你看见那个宗教的东西,
the religious things,
犹太教的东西,
the things Jewish things,
慢慢进到教会里面来,
enter slowly into the church.
虽然大家把许多巴比伦东西已经打掉了, 不要了,
even though many things from Babylon have been gotten rid of,
但是现在你看见说, 现在人的感觉是从前我到罗马教去望弥撒,
what man's thoughts now is before I would go to the church of Rome for the mass,
现在呢我是听道去,
but now I go hear a message.
从前最要紧的是弥撒,
the most important thing before was the mass,
现在最要紧是听道,
but now the most important thing is to hear a message.
你来了你就被动就可以了,
so as long as you come and you're touched,
你一切都是照着程序来做的,
everything you're passive because it's type of program.
所以弟兄姊妹, 按说因为这个缘故,
for this reason,
教会是教会,
the church is,
按着名义来讲是教会,
in name, it's the church.
但实际来说,
but in reality,
教会应该是基督的身体,
the church is the body of Christ.
基督的身体应该是充满生命的,
the church should be full of life.
你看人进不来的,
man cannot come in.
你看tradition, 传统进不来的,
no, traditions cannot come in.
但是弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗? 到了一个时候, 教会有一种的光景,
the church arrived at a certain condition.
结果有一般的弟兄们,
certain brothers and sisters,
他们被主兴起来,
they were raised up by God.
为什么?
Why?
因为他们觉得够了,
because they said enough.
因为他们追求生命,
they are seeking for life.
他们希望能与主有交通,
they want to have fellowship with the Lord.
他访问了很多又大又高的礼拜堂,
they visited many cathedrals,
很华丽的建筑,
many luxury edifices,
但是找不到答案,
but they couldn't find.
这个人名字叫做 George Fox, 约翰乔治胡斯,
and this, his name was George Fox.
我们知道他是贵格会的发起人,
we know that he was the originator of Quakers.
现在讲的贵格,
when we speak of Quakers,
我们只想到贵格麦片,
today we only think of Quaker oats,
因为贵格麦片实在太有名了,
because Quaker oats is very famous.
不要忘记, 贵格麦片为什么有名啊?
Why is Quaker oats famous?
和贵格的故事很有关系,
has a lot to do with the Quakers.
不过今天没有时间讲这个故事,
so we're not going to tell the story today.
那我们注意注重的教会,
we want to pay attention to the church.
那么这帮弟兄被主兴起来,
so these brethren were raised up.
那就是贵格会的弟兄们,
and these were those Quakers.
那弟兄姊妹, 我们要记得,
we have to remember,
这帮弟兄们被主兴起来以后,
that after these brothers were raised up,
那么主在他们身上, 做些什么样的工作呢?
What did the Lord do in their lives?
为什么主兴起他们呢?
Why did the Lord raise them?
主兴起他们是有原因的,
there is a reason.
因为当撒迪 变成只是外面的东西, structure,
because when Sardis became just an external structure,
变成宗教的时候,
when it became a religion,
所以你要靠近神的话, 亲近神的话,
if you are to draw nigh to God,
也需要有外面的凭借的,
you have to have something external.
这个礼拜堂的建筑要越高越好,
the greater the structure of the building, the better.
你一进到礼拜堂你就觉得神是高高在上,
so when you enter into the cathedral, you will see that is, if the Lord is high up,
你需要有很多的program, 很多的程序来帮助,
and you have to have many programs to help you.
所以证明说我们这个人不是活的,
it shows that we are not alive.
我们像一个旗子一样, 你怎么摆就怎么摆,
it's just like a flag, wherever you put it,
我在家里是活的,
at home I'm alive,
但是我在礼拜堂就变成个旗子了,
but in the church I'm a
旗子, chest piece. 你怎么摆就怎么摆就可以了,
you're a chest piece and can be put.
所以这帮弟兄们,
so these brothers,
他们被主兴起来,
they were,
他们有一个发现,
they had one discovery.
他们觉得每一个人都能照着里面的引导来跟随主,
they felt that they could follow the Lord with an inward leading.
他们称里面的东西叫做里面的光,
they said this inner leading was an inward light,
inner light. 而这个光, 其实这个光, 就是我们所说生命的光啊,
and this inner light is indeed the light of life,
因为生命住在我们里面,
because the life is in us,
这个生命当然就有光,
and of course this life has light.
不过起得了这班弟兄们看得不是很清楚,
but But they didn't see very clearly. 福音真理不是很清楚, the gospel wasn't very clear to them.
但是他们真的活在主面前,
but they lived before the Lord.
他们真的穿上白衣与主同行,
and they indeed wore a white garment.
他们不容忍外面宗教的一切来污染他们,
they did not allow the religious things to contaminate them.
他们觉得只有一个人往深处去, 往灵里去的时候,
they felt that one who really entered into the Spirit,
那时候也许他不用这个字,
maybe they didn't use that word.
他说给你有一个inner light,
they said that there's an inner light.
所以你就照着生命的引导路引导就是,
so you just have to follow that light.
所以因为这个缘故,
for that reason,
他们反对所有外面的一切,
they rejected everything external.
他们觉得教会应该都是里面的, 不应该是外面的,
they felt that the church, everything had to be internal, not external.
所以他们聚会就没有又高又大的房子, 没有,
when they gathered together, they didn't have a big structure.
因为你照着生命的引导,
because you follow the Holy Spirit,
哪里都可以聚会,
you can meet anywhere.
哪里都有天堂,
everywhere is heaven.
所以哪里都有主的同在,
so anywhere is the presence.
所以他觉得有外面, 没有外面, 这个不重要,
so they didn't feel it was important to have an external structure.
那不光这样, 他们聚在一起的时候,
and when they gathered together,
他们没有程序的,
they didn't have a program.
他们觉得让圣灵来引导他们,
they asked for the Holy Spirit to lead them.
所以在很多人觉得这一般人好像是奥秘派啊,
they felt maybe these are mystics,
因为奥秘派就是有主交通,
because the mystics had communion with the
Lord. 不过这些人说, 讲的是 collective mysticism,
but these were talking about collective mysticism.
就他们团结在一起过一种好像奥秘的生活一样,
collective mysticism.
其实弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
教会生活本来就应该这样,
the church life should be so.
如果圣灵在里面运行的话,
if the Holy Spirit is working,
如果你懂得接受圣灵的引导,
if you understand accepting the leading,
或有诗歌, 或有诗歌, 或有祷告,
or through a hymn or through a prayer,
你就可以起来为主说话,
you can rise up and speak.
你就可以摆上你的一份,
you can give your portion.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
从我们今天的光来说,
from the light that we see,
他们所争的是什么?
What were they fighting for?
他们所争的是圣灵的主权,
they were fighting for the authority of the Holy Spirit.
那弟兄姊妹, 今天什么是教会?
What is the church?
教会到底圣灵有没有主权?
Does the Holy Spirit have his authority in the church?
那现在我们要问,
we have to ask.
因为在普通的聚会里面,
in a normal meeting,
你觉得这个就是leader, 有领袖的,
you know that there are leaders in the church.
所以你到他们中间, 你看不到领袖, 到底谁带头?
So in their midst, you don't see any leader.
因为在这些人来讲是不可思议, 根本想不清楚, 不可能的事。
It's not believable.
怎么你也得有人在那看这个meeting才可以啊?
There has to be somebody leading.
现在他们说我们要照做圣灵的引导,
but they want to have the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹, 当然他们有许多过分的地方,
of course they go to the extreme sometimes,
但是不管怎么样,
but no matter what,
你看见他们所看见的是正确的,
what they saw was accurate.
他们觉得教会在一起聚会的时候,
so when the church was gathered,
是圣灵 program everything, 圣灵带着他们经过每一部分,
the program came from the Holy Spirit.
如果圣灵没有引导他们讲话, 他们就不讲话,
if the Holy Spirit didn't lead them to speak, they would not speak.
过了40分钟,
after 40 minutes,
安静, 没有人讲话,
it was silent, nobody spoke.
圣灵没有给他们话,
the Holy Spirit doesn't give them a word.
他们就宣布散会了,
so they said the meeting's over.
所以这就是大家对于贵格会的印象,
so that's the impression that the Quakers give.
弟兄们不要忘记,
don't forget.
但是基本上来说,
but speaking,
他们有一个愿望,
they had a desire.
他们的意思就是要回到圣经里面,
the basic thing was for them to come back.
教会必须是里面的,
because the church is inward.
不过当然那个时候他们不会用我们今天说的那么多的话,
of course they didn't use the many words we speak.
他有那个经历,
they had that experience.
但是不一定在主的话里面有话,
but maybe they didn't have the word.
就好像古中的弟兄们,
just like the Valdensians,
他们有经历,
they had experience.
他们有像因信称义,
and they knew justification by faith.
他们的话不多的,
but they had no word.
但是现在马丁路德可以把一套一套的话给他们,
but Martin Luther can then give them the word.
也是一样, 弟兄姊妹,
the same.
你看这一般弟兄姊妹,
these brothers and sisters,
他们为着主的缘故,
for the Lord's sake,
好像被羞辱,
as if they were
他们,
mocked by,
他们因为精进神的话,
because they kept the word of God.
他们来到神的话面前,
when they came before the word of God,
他们几乎是发抖的,
they were basically quaking,
trembling. 所以他们有人真的在聚会里面, 他们是发抖, 他们在主的话面前是非常恭敬的,
so they were very fearful and they would be trembled.
所以有人就说他们是 Quakers,
and they were quaking, therefore they were called Quakers.
Quaker就是摇摆的意思,
and Quakers meaning they quake.
所以这个贵格麦片跟这个差得很远的,
so Quaker oats is very different than that.
所以不管怎么样, 弟兄姊妹,
no matter what,
这就是主所兴起的一般的弟兄们,
these were raised by the Lord.
教会从外面要转到里面去,
so that the church would turn turn from the external to the inward.
那当然他们就受了很多很多的逼迫。
And of course they were persecuted.
那他们主要是从里面的感觉。
And they were really felt what was inside them.
他们非常注意讲良心的。
And they paid attention to the conscience.
如果圣灵没有引导，他们就不做。
If the Holy Spirit didn't lead, they would not do it.
他们不是讲民主的。
They were not speaking of.
不是讲民主 ，democracy.
They were not talking about democracy.
那民主是多数胜过少数的。
Democracy, the majority rules.
但是他们不是。
But no.
当少数弟兄们有不同的意见的时候。
When the minority had a different view.
因为他们怕说可能这帮少数的人，他们活在主面前。
They were afraid that maybe those in the minority might live before the Lord.
所以现在不是大数的，是少数要服从多数，不是。
So it is not that the majority rules.
他们说我们祷告还不够。
They said we have to pray.
我们还不清楚。
We're not clear.
我们再等一等。
We have to wait.
他们不是大多数政府少数，这叫做民主。
It is not majority rules. It was not a democracy.
他们让圣灵做主。
They wanted the Holy Spirit to rule.
As a master.
They wanted him to be a master.
所以你看见圣灵要在这里面来掌权的。
The Holy Spirit was to be a master.
所以当他们有 business meeting 在一起开会的时候。
So when they had a business meeting.
你看见常常等，一直等，一直等，一直等。
They had to wait and wait and wait.
有人告诉我们说。
Some people tell us.
如果你到基督徒的坟墓地去看的话。
If you go to a Christian graveyard.
活得最长的都是贵格会的人。
Those who live the longest, you see, are.
因为他们一直等，一直等，一直等嘛。
They wait and wait and wait.
他们一直等候圣灵的引导嘛。
They are waiting for the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们不要笑他们。
Let us not laugh at
them. 他们真的非常的爱主。
They really love the Lord.
因为这个缘故。
For this reason.
你看见结果怎么样呢？
What happened?
结果他们受了逼迫了。
They were persecuted.
你知道约翰胡斯？
You know John Huss.
他坐了好多年的牢。
He was in prison for many years.
弟兄姊妹，很有名的另外一个 Quaker。
Another famous Quaker
就是 William Penn.
Was William Penn.
那这位弟兄就是我们的宾州，美国的宾州为什么叫 Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania comes from William Penn.
Penn 就是他的名字。
Because Penn is his surname.
Vania 是 woods, 森林的意思。
Vania means the woods.
那么他就是很有名的一个贵格会的弟兄。
And he was a very famous Quaker.
他也为主坐牢啊。
And he was in prison as well.
他被关在伦敦塔，我伦敦塔里面呢。
He was in prison in the London Tower.
那就在那里面他写了一本著作，很有名的。
And he wrote a book inside that tower.
没有十字架就没有冠冕。
No cross, no crown.
弟兄姊妹，这帮人真的为主受苦。
These people indeed suffer.
后来欧洲待不住了。
He couldn't stay in Europe.
所以他说我们好不容易逃到美国去。
They said, "Let us flee to the United States."
他们好不容易也到了 Boston.
And they went to Boston.
不要忘记啊。
Don't forget.
Boston 那些人都是从欧洲逃去的。
All those from Boston fled from Europe.
为了自由的缘故。
For freedom's sake.
你看这些都是跟随加尔文的人。
They were the followers of Calvin.
他们还是相信一些仪式的。
They do believe in some traditions.
他们还相信外面的东西的。
They believe some external.
结果这些弟兄们来了。
And all these brothers came.
逼迫他们。
Persecuted.
有的耳朵就割下来了。
Some had their ears cut off.
你如果读他们的故事的话，
If you read their stories,
你常常觉得
you'll feel
为什么这些人为主受逼迫呢？
Why were they persecuted?
因为他们觉得主给他们一个托付。
Because they believed that God entrusted them.
他们看见了一样东西。
They saw something.
所以约翰胡斯和他的同工们。
So John Huss and his co-workers.
他们相信什么？
What did they believe?
相信主给他们一个使命，一个 mission.
They believed that God gave them a mission.
这个 mission 就是要重新恢复到教会起初的光景。
That is to go back all the way to the original condition of the church.
他说基督教有好几种。
They said there are many types of Christianity.
这只有一种是回到起初的。
There is only one that goes back to the original.
他们研究的是 what type of Christianity 是什么样的基督教。
They said what type of Christianity.
所以他们发现。
They discovered.
有一个是 New Testament type of Christianity.
They discovered a New Testament type of Christianity.
那这就是他们所要恢复的。
That is what they wanted to be.
他们觉得在第一世纪。
They felt that the first century.
没有那么多外面的东西。
There were not many external things.
应该只有里面的东西。
It should be only inward.
所以在他们的信息里面呢。
So in their messages.
他们常常讲到这个。当初的就是回到当初。
They said the primitive Christian revived.
常常讲的回到当初的。
They use that phrase a lot.
那么弟兄姊妹，他们觉得今天一般的这个撒迪的光景是只是改革古老的教会。
And they talked about the condition of Sardis as the reformation of the old church.
那忽略了恢复圣灵和圣灵的主权在教会里面。
It failed to restore the power and the authority of the Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这是主在他们身上所做的工作。
This is what the Lord did in their lives.
那不光这样，
not only that，
因为当初这些弟兄们呢都是很简单的人。
These brothers were very simple.
后来来了一位弟兄，
one brother，
后来这个约翰胡斯就告诉他。
One brother told John Huss，
就希望他呢，这个人的名字叫做巴克雷，巴克莱。
And his name was Barclay。
这个巴克莱不是我们在书店找的那个巴克莱，不是。
Barclay is not the same author in the book。
这个叫 Robert Barclay。
Robert Barclay。
这个是很有，这个是可以说贵格会里面很重要的一个人。
A very important person in Quaker。
是约翰胡斯告诉他说
，John Huss told，
我们受了这么多的误会。
We have been misunderstood。
现在请你们替我们写一本辩护的书。
Please write a book。An apologetic book for us.
你记不记得当这个加尔文还在法国的时候？
Do you remember when Calvin was still in France?
因为他受逼迫的缘故。
Because he was persecuted.
所以他就写了一本辩护的书。
He wrote an apologetic book.
那是26岁时候写的。
He wrote it at the age of 27.
那一本书就变成改革中神学的最基要、最重要的一本书。
So it became one of the most important books in the Reformation.
所以让我们记得，这个加尔文26岁时候写的。
Calvin wrote that book at the age of 26.
那这个弟兄写 Apology 这本书的时候。
So Barclay, when he wrote his book.
那当然，他接受了很重要的托付。
He was entrusted.
他要为贵格会辩护。
To be able to write this book on behalf of the Quakers.
所以他就写了一本书。
So he wrote a book.
这本书呢，写的时候他只有27岁。
When he wrote that book, he was only 27.
我觉得教会历史里面有三本书是很重要的。
I think in church history there are three very important books.
加尔文那本书大家都知道。
Calvin's book, everybody knows.
贵格会这本书也应该大家要知道的。
And the book regarding the Quakers, Barclay is.
否则我们不认识贵格会。
Or else we don't know who the Quakers
are. 我们只知道贵格麦片。
We only know Quaker Oats.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
还有，所以一共有三本书都是很有名的。
There are very three famous books.
还有一本书就是属灵人，你比25岁就写的。
And the other book is The Spiritual Man. Watchman Nee wrote that at the age of 25.
你看25岁、26岁、27岁。
25 years old, 26 years old, 27 years old.
现在年轻人在哪里？
Where are the young people?
现在25岁、26岁、27岁年轻人在哪里？
Where are the young people of age 25 to 27?
他们是会用那个电脑，他们是会用那个这些东西。
They all know how to use the computer.
他们的眼睛一天到晚就这样看的。
The computer, all in front of the computer monitor.
但是弟兄姊妹，就兴起这一班弟兄们。
The Lord raised these brothers.
对教会很大很大的影响。
To influence the church.
结果Robert Barclay 就写了这本书。
So Robert Barclay wrote the book.
这本书大概这样。
And this book is like this.
他就是很清楚的。
Very clear.
他的基本的开始就是我们的人是堕落的。
The very beginning is man has fallen.
我们是坏到不可能再坏了。
We are so corrupt we can't be more corrupt.
所以如果有一天我们能看见里面有光的话。
So if we are able to see some light.
这不是因为我们里面有光。
It's not because we have light.
不是因为每个人里面有个 spark of God. 不是因为里面有神的火花，不是。
It is not because in each one of us there is a spark from God.
所以你看见说约翰胡斯在这一点上有难处的。
So John Huss had difficulties with this.
但 Robert Barclay 不是。
But Robert Barclay did not.
他看得很清楚。
He saw very clearly.
根据圣经，
Bible,
我们每个人都是败坏到极点。
All of us are evil to the very.
有一天圣灵重生了我们。
And when we were rebirthed by the Holy Spirit.
所以现在呢，我们里面有光了。
Now we have light.
所以他从这里给我们看见，一切都是新造。
So from here, everything's a new creation.
然后这本书大概就这样就出去了。
And that's how the book was compiled.
但不要忘记。如果这本书被大家接受的话，
If this book was accepted by everyone,
你记得17世纪有一个人坐了监牢。
Do you remember somebody was in prison in the 17th
century? 我们要问说他为什么坐监牢，到现在我们不明白。
We still don't understand why he was in prison.
那个人就是盖恩夫人。
This person was Madame Guillaume.
那盖恩夫人到底犯什么罪坐监牢呢？
Why was Madame Guillaume in prison?
现在我们清楚了。
We understand.
有一个委员会专门来研究到底他会关在什么地方。
There was a council that had to study where was her heresy.
然后就把他的教导就分了好多好多项。
And then they split her teachings into many different stages.
然后他说大部分的教导都是有加尔文的影响。
And they said most of her teachings came from Calvin.
换句话说，就受根正教的影响。
In other words, it was influenced by the Protestants.
所以甘恩夫人坐牢。
So when Madame Guyon was in
prison, 其实她没有从加尔文学的。
She didn't learn it from Calvin.
她是自己在主面前学的。
She learned it for herself before the Lord.
结果她就受了逼迫了。
And she was persecuted.
但是弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
她所讲的
what she said,
和后来 Robert Buckley 所讲是完全一样的。
What she said was exactly the same as Robert Buckley.
有两百年之久。
200 years.
你看，整个贵格会就受这个影响。
And for 200 years, the Protestant church was influenced.
因为这个缘故，
for this reason,
结果他们就接受甘恩夫人的帮助。
So they accepted the help of Madame Guyon.
甘恩夫人被罗马所弃绝。
The church in Rome rejected Madame.
但是在英国这班弟兄们接受他们。
But the brethren in England accepted her.
因为现在你看见说，的的确确甘恩夫人是对的。
Because Madame Guyon was correct.
结果有一天，
so one day,
有另外一个贵格会的姊妹。
Another sister from the Protestant.
她叫做宾路易师母。
She was Miss Jessie Penlewis.
Miss Penlewis 与师母有一天她病在床上。
Miss Penlewis was sick one day on her bed.
结果她就读甘恩夫人的东西。
So she was reading the writings of Madame Guyon.
让她大受感动。
And she was touched.
她看见甘恩夫人怎么拣选十字架。
She saw how Madame Guyon chose the cross.
她说主啊我办不到。
She said, I can't do this.
但是经过了很长的挣扎。
But through much
struggling, 所以他说我也要这个东西。
She said, I want this.
所以后来他就传十字架。
And then she preached the cross.
弟兄姊妹，现在你看很清楚了。
Now very clearly,
你多少没有承认他得拜的宾路师母帮助非常非常大。
Our brother Nee actually confessed that he was helped much by Miss Penlewis.
史伯克对你有大很大的帮助。
The same with Austin Sparks.
史伯克几乎成为他的继承人。
And Sparks was almost became her successor.
后来为什么没有成为继承人呢？
Why did he not become her successor?
是有两点不同的。
Because of two differences.
就是因为贵格会是不受浸也不擘饼的。
Because the Quakers did not baptize nor did they break the bread.
这他们走到极端了。
They went to an extreme.
他们不要这些东西，连主的命令也丢掉了。
They did not want. They threw away the commandment of the Lord.
那么史伯克就认为我不能这样做。
But Sparks believed he could not do that.
所以史伯克继续往前。
So Sparks moved forward.
但他所承受的丰富。
But what he accepted, what he received, the
有一部分就是甘，有一部分就是就是这个。就是这个贵格会的丰富。
A portion that he received came from the Quakers.
而贵格会的丰富，也就是甘恩夫人的丰富。
And that the richness from the Quakers came from Madame Guyon.
所以因这个缘故，你看有许多人就得着帮助。
Many people were helped.
所以现在我们明白了。
Now we understand.
贵格会给我们的帮助。
The help that the Quakers gave us.
感谢主。
Thankful.
虽然他们有极端的地方。
Even though they sometimes they went to the extreme.
的确开了许多人的眼睛。
But it opened up many people's eyes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
教会必须是属灵的教会。
The church has to be a spiritual church.
教会是必须认识十字架的教会。
The church needs to know the cross.
如果教会没有经过十字架。
If the church did not go through the cross.
当肉体进来的时候。
When the flesh entered.
那一定是四分五裂。
Then it will be divided.
所以如果我们注意外面怎么样去收拾那些分裂的情形。
If we look at the external and see all that division.
如果我们能往深处去。
If we are to look forward.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，从外面转到里面。
If we are to turn from the outside to the inside.
结果你看见主不只得这个属灵的个人。
Not only does the Lord.Get a spiritual individual.
主也得这个属灵的团体。
But he also gains a corporate.Spiritual.
那个属灵的团体就是教会。
And that corporate spiritual is the body.
那个影响史伯克弟兄。
And that influence.
那个影响尼托森弟兄。
That influence brother Nee.
当我们看他们的历史的时候。
When we see their history.
你回过头来看。
When you turn back.
费了天分所有的丰富。
All the richness of Philadelphia.
很多都是承受前面的人走过的丰富。
It is because of inheriting.The fullness and richness of those before.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这些贵格的弟兄们。
These Quakers.
他们不肯让外面的东西污染他们。
They did not allow the outside things to contaminate them.
他们穿白衣与基督同行。
They wore the white garments and walked.
虽然他们为主殉道。
Even though they martyred for the Lord.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
圣徒的血乃是教会的种子。
The blood of the saints is.The seed of the church.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因为这个缘故。
For this reason.
不一定在贵格会身上完全开花结果。
Maybe it was not completely blossomed among the Quakers.
但到了后面的时候。
But at the end.
当我们得到他们帮助的时候。
After we have been helped by them.
我们对教会应该更清楚。
We are more clear regarding the church.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
这就是在撒迪的 的胜者。
These are the overcomers in Sardis.
感谢主，我们知道整个腓拉铁菲
all of Philadelphia
就承受了推亚推拉和沙迪里面的胜者那些的丰富。
Has inherited the richness from Sardis and Thyatira, the overcomers there.
但愿我们为着这些来感谢他。
May we thank the Lord for all of this.
我们低头简单的祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
如果你觉得好，使用这些话。
If you find useful, please use these words.
特别为着我们在座的年轻人。
Especially for our youth.
给我们看见这里有一条路可以走。
Show us that we have a way.
你没有把我们留在黑暗里面。
You have not left us in darkness.
你没有把我们留在混乱的里面。
You have not left us in confusion.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
但是这一次
At this time,
我们真的看见你要我们所看见。
May we truly see what you want us to see.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.